In this episode, I'll share one mindset shift that can wake you up to all your senses and help you heal, grow, and become more resilient. Hey there, it's Michael. Welcome to Whole Again, a show about helping survivors of physical injury and trauma reclaim their strength and resilience through the wisdom of Kintsugi. On Fridays, I love sharing a microdose of wisdom to help you become whole again and step into the person you're becoming. And today, I want to share a perspective with you that roots back to Stoicism as we're covering the topic through the month of April on the importance of choosing your labels and a digital health tip that can wake you up to all your senses. But first, I want to say thank you for being here. And did you know this is our 200th episode of Whole Again? How awesome sauce is that? So whether this is your first episode of Whole Again, or you've listened to all 200 episodes, thank you for being here. Thank you for showing up. As one survivor to another, I know that showing up isn't always easy. So the fact that you've shown up today to be here in our community means the world to me. So thank you for showing up, and thank you for being a survivor. Okay, let's dive into the concept of hard things. When we're going through something like trying to recover, that hard thing, because recovery is hard, can easily morph into a bad thing. What the Stoics teach us is that things are not necessarily bad or good. As I record this, next to me is my no bad day pillow, because I call the day of my accident my last bad day. I got really serious about how I choose to label things. When things get hard and we label them as bad, we shut off any possibility for growth. Now, I'm not going to tell you that every opportunity is a growth opportunity, but when we go through something, as Thich Nhat Hanh said, no mud, no lotus, when we're going through the muddy parts of life, as we're going through a muddy recovery, there is the potential for post-traumatic growth, or that beautiful lotus blossoming on top of the lily pad. So as you look at the things that are in front of you, those hard moments that are all part of recovery, be cautious on how you label things. You don't have to label them as bad. You can simply say, this is hard. And you know what? It is. So we get to a level of acceptance. We meet the moment in the moment. And so we label it as hard. But you know what? You can do hard things. And together, we can do hard things. So as you travel forward into your recovery, be mindful of the labels you use. Try to stay away from good or bad or right or wrong. Because when we take on binary labels, it shuts the door on our potential growth. Okay, here's the second thing I would like to share with you today. And it's a digital health tip, because we know that our digital health impacts our physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. When our digital health isn't right, it impacts our healing. It impacts our growth. So here's the tip I would like to share with you today. When you're getting after your physical therapy, or perhaps going for a walk or working out, leave your phone at home. Now, I know for safety reasons, you may wish to bring your phone. That makes sense. But you don't have to turn it on. You don't always have to have something in your ears. By not listening to your phone as you do PT, or you go for a walk, or you're working out, even when you're working out inside and you're not in front of a whole bunch of screens or connected to a device, It allows you to wake up to all your senses, which is how we experience life. It also allows you to tune into your body so you understand your body better. You can hear what it might be trying to say to you as you go through your recovery journey. Now, I know that sometimes it's helpful to watch something or listen to a book or perhaps a podcast like Whole Again, or turn your favorite song up to 11. It makes the time pass by a little bit easier. Plus, music can be medicine. It's motivating. So as I offer this tip up, I'm not saying that every physical therapy session or workout should be phone-free. Inside, I'm listening to things all the time. What I'm saying is every now and again, turn off your devices, bring your phone with you for safety, but just tune into your body, tune into the sights and sounds and smells that are all around you. Strengthen this connection between you and the body. It will help you in your recovery. It'll help you as you grow, and it'll help you become more resilient. So that's the digital health tip of this week. And there you have it. Again, thanks for being here and tuning in to Whole Again. In this episode, I shared the importance of choosing your labels wisely and a digital health tip that can wake you up to all your senses. Again, thanks for being here. And if you wish to further enhance your digital health, I'll invite you to take my smartphone wellness check. And you can access it through the link in the show notes, or you can visit my website, which is michaelobryanshift.com. And it's absolutely free, and it will help you scroll less and live more. And of course, I hope you'll join us here on Whole Again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday and discover how to heal, grow, and become more resilient, and celebrate our scars as golden symbols of strength and resilience. Until then, remember, you can always come back to your breath. You've got this, and we've got you.